Welcome to the Bubba Barton Show. I am the Bubba Barton. There are many fakes, however, I am the original. Enjoy the program brought to you by Anchor. Anchor makes podcasting easy.
Show, and I'm here with Lance. He's a good friend and co-worker of mine. We're on our way to work in Mount Pleasant, where we work at Speedy Oil Change. If you need an oil change or more, because we do a lot more than just oil changes, come on by and check us out. We're at 1498A Highway 17, Mount Pleasant. All right, awesome. So this morning, Lance and I are talking about relationships. So we're going to go ahead and continue this conversation. Now, just to recap, Lance, I want you to go back over. All right, so you and your wife are having problems. And the other night you guys were drunk and the conversation went what way?
Oh, it went south. It went stupid south. Like, I don't know, man. We just got to arguing, got to fighting. Shit got pretty rough because of some past, you know, bullshit that we've been into before. Of course, we're drinking tequila. And she decided she wanted to leave. So, you know, she kept freaking out. She didn't have her car. My pops had her car. So she was like, well, I'm taking your car. I'm going to see my friend. I need to get the hell out of the house. So she leaves, you know, because she's threatening me with the police and everything like that. She's like, oh, you're kidnapping me. So I said, fuck that, leave, bye, what the fuck ever then. Be safe. Take my fucking car. She takes my car, says she's going to her friend's house. Fucking whatever. Don't hear from her for the rest of the fucking night. I'm like, all right, cool. So she comes up the next morning, gets home. She fucks the shit out of me. Like, fuck, and, you know, do her thing. She said she was still fucking drunk, so we did the thing, and a few days later, she talked about something. That night I went out. I went to my other coworker's house and fucking sucked his dick. So, man, that's how south that went.
All right, so hold on. Your old lady went to her coworker's house now. We're not going to say any names anywhere where anybody works or anything. She went to her coworker's house, a male's house, and sucked his dick. And then come back home to you.
Fuck me.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the relationship's over. All right, ladies, Lance is single, I guess, technically. You hit him up on Facebook. He's easy to find. He kind of looks like the Zohan.
Hey.
If you remember that movie. He's actually a very cool guy. He's fun to talk to and be around. So, all right. Now, do you feel like the relationship's over? Let's move on to the conversation, okay? Because before all this is over, we're going to figure some stuff out, all right? Do you still love this woman?
Of course I still love her. All right, I did not love her when this shit fucking happened. Like, you know, I still love my fucking wife, man.
But there's been a history of this.
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, you still love her, and you want to be with her.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you can overlook all the dumb shit, and all of the past, and all of the hurtful things. But you know, here's the problem, okay? When relationships happen, and things happen in a relationship, and you say, I'm going to forget this, and we're going to move on, people never actually do. They say, oh, I can forgive you, but to forgive is to forget, and to move on, and never bring it up again, and people do not get that point. That is what forgiveness is. You don't harbor hatred about it. You don't keep those hatred feelings. You don't keep those hurtful feelings. You don't keep that pride that you have, oh, this motherfucker hurt me, I'm going to get him back. I'm going to get her back. You can't do that. So, I mean, you've got to really dig deep in yourself. And so does this young lady. Now, I mean, I've talked to her before, too. You know, I know her to a certain extent. I really believe, and then this is what I'm saying, she's still there.
She's like, you know, all the years of bullshit that you fucking put me through led me to this. I'm like, what? All the years of arguing? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I ain't been the perfect fucking husband, but I mean, nobody fucking perfect. Like, damn, you work through shit, you know what I mean? Like, you don't just give up and fucking just go off and suck somebody else's fucking dick, you know what I mean? That's just the wrong way to fucking end something. You don't do that. Like, if you're gonna end it with me, and then go off and fucking suck somebody else's dick. Like, yeah, damn, you gotta go. Suck somebody else's dick. Why are you still fucking married to me? Had my fucking your ring on your finger while you're still fucking doing this shit. Like,
oh yeah, and the ring's probably rough.
Oh man,
kiss his cock and everything else. Well, and you probably kissed her that morning too.
No, I didn't. Actually.
Oh, you didn't kiss her.
So you
know better. All right.
Yeah.
Did her breast smell like dick? You know,
I don't know. I didn't even get up. I didn't get up.
You just bent her over and fucked her from behind.
Man, listen, I just threw the legs back and just fucking.
No, you just threw the legs back, tore it up. Yeah, I said nothing. Just said, fuck it, I'm done.
That's it.
All right, so. All right, but you love this woman and you want to be with her. So, all right. So, I mean, here's the thing now. If she were to come to you and say, look, I truly don't want to be with you, are you going to be the one to walk away or are you going to have her walk away? I mean, because that's the facts. If y'all are done, you shouldn't want to be there. And if you want to be there, you shouldn't be done. That's facts. Right. That's real talk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if I've been immediately getting over every fucking thing. No, it's fucking fresh. It just happened within this last month. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, it's like, it sucks. But, like, I mean, I got over the first shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we still talk. I'm like, you won't sit there and, like, fucking act like the shit never fucking happened. Like, don't act like it never fucking happened. Don't play the fucking goddamn innocent card like what you did wasn't fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, own up to your shit. You know, I gotta own up to mine. You sure as fuck never let me down whenever I fuck up and fucking bring it back up and let me fucking know how you fucking feel. But as soon as I fucking do it, oh, it's a goddamn crime. Like, you know, so I don't know, man. I'd take her back, but I mean, there's a lot of shit. Like, I don't know. It may be fucked to the point to where I can't fucking go back. Because I've been going off and fucking around with some other little things and goddamn, there's a lot of women out there in this world.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And see, that's what I'm telling you. And that's what I want. I want the people to hear this. I want them to chime in. Find a way. Either go on, you know, Spotify and comment underneath there. Go on the website, thebubbabarton.com. Find a way to comment about this segment, this relationship podcast segment, talk, whatever you want to talk about, whatever it is, okay? Just go in there and comment. And let me read your info because I want to know what the general public think about how far your forgiveness should go. Should you forget everything somebody's ever done if you say, I forgive you? I mean, obviously we're people and you can't do that. Obviously things run through our brain at all times.
Yeah.
I mean, I've still got stuff from when I was like 19 running through my head.
Right.
And it's sad, but that's how we are.
Right.
I mean, but it sounds like, Lance, to me, that you're going to have to sit her down and y'all are going to have to talk about this.
It's hard to talk about. She gets mad. Like, she gets angry. She doesn't want to talk about the shit. I'm like, well, when do you want to fucking talk? I tried to talk to her last night about some things and all of that, and she got home from work, and she just kind of had this, like, fuck you last vibe, and, like, you know, I hate that shit. I'm like, why you gotta treat me like that, you know? We've been through shit where almost 9 years we've been together. 9 years, technically, we've been together. And it's just like, you know, how you gonna talk to me like that? Out of everybody you talk to, I know you got these assholes at work you fuck with, you know, work at a goddamn grocery store, so y'all, you know, quarantine time. I know y'all shit's going crazy right now. I see the stress she goes through. But don't come home and take that shit out on the one person that actually gives a fuck about you. You can sit there and think all these people at your job care about you. These motherfucking dudes out there, oh, you're beautiful, like, fuck that dude, whatever, fuck your husband. Like, they can say all that bullshit they want to. At the end of the fucking day, who's the only motherfucker that's going to be there? Me. I am. If you catch that fucking COVD shit that's going the fuck on right now, who the fuck's gonna be there? Me. I'm gonna fucking be there. Regardless of if I got a female in my fucking life or something like that right now, I made a vow to that fucking woman. And if she's fucking sick and she needs fucking someone to take care of her, I'm gonna be right fucking there to take care of my goddamn wife. My fucking responsibility as a husband. Regardless of the bullshit that is going through with me and her. Like, I still love my fucking wife. I love her as a fucking person. I love that woman. Like, I don't know, that's just me. Like, I'm a good, hard, strong man.
See, that's real talk, man. That's real love right here. To me, that right there is real love. Whenever you can look now, but you got to be able to actually do what you're talking about. If you love this woman, you're going to have to be able to put it behind you and not bring it up. So, I mean, you've got to think about that too. And you sound like you are devoted to her, so I'm going to leave it at that. And I hope everything works out. So I am the Bubba Barton. You know, remember, there's a lot of fakes out there, but I am the original. There's no one else like me. Nobody else is going to spit like this. Nobody else is going to bring you up the facts, you know, the facts that everybody cares about. You know, fuck all of this horror stuff, the coronavirus and us losing our houses and all of this stay-at-home stuff. You're staying at home anyway. You might as well listen to my podcast. I mean, it only makes sense. I'm going to bring you the issues that you actually care about. to me, you know, relationships, that's a big deal. Everyone in the country, they're in a relationship. You know, people cheat. People argue.
Especially now.
Yeah, especially
people,
now.
Especially now. People are locked up, quarantined with each other. They're hating each other. They see the stats are in.
They're fighting. I love my old lady. I'm not gonna lie. I love our relationship. We have a good dynamic. Yes, it's not perfect because nobody is, but you know, it's great for me. It works, and I love her to death. She does a lot of stuff for me, so I have no problems in that department. However, I'm gonna take a break. You know, listen to the ad by Anchor. You know, Anchor's a great site. This podcast, this entire thing, is brought to you on the Anchor platform, Anchor.fm. It's a great way to do, you know, do your podcast if you want to start this. And this is actually a lot of fun because all we're doing is talking, and I've got to remember to say a few things.
Going to work.
Going to work, you know, so I'm earning, you know, my paycheck.
Essential.
Well, I don't know about that.
Wow. But
again, I was talking with Lance. He works with me at the Mount Pleasant Speedy, so, you know, don't forget to come and get your oil change. It is essential for you to take care of your vehicle even while we're on lockdown. It's just common sense. You have to take care of what takes care of you. So, and remember, that's a blog, you know, take care of those that take care of you. That's a blog on my website. Check out thebubbawart.com. Check out my ad coming up for Manker, and we'll come back with another segment, but I'm going to find some other stuff to talk about. So, just remember, hit it up, the relationship episode, you know, segment, whatever. Hit it up, find a way to comment so that I can make a future episode about this, because I actually like talking about relationships, and you know, Lance does too apparently, but you know, some women get mad. Comment on everything you've heard, because I'm not gonna filter myself. This is the way it is. I am the Bubba Barton. Have a great day or a great morning. We'll be back later. This is the Bubba Barton Show, and I'm here with my best friend, Jason Kellett, and we're going to talk, you know, to continue the discussion about relationships that I had this morning with another friend of mine. That was one point of view, and I'm not saying he's right, I'm not saying he's wrong. I don't have that ability to tell anybody who's right or wrong. I just know my opinions on matters, and that's why I'm doing my podcast and my blog to try to share those with the world. Now, my friend's got some views on his relationships and stuff like that. Jason's in a great relationship now. He's a great guy. I know his wife, Michelle. They have a great relationship. It's one of the relationships that I look up into and try to mold my relationship after on certain aspects. So we're going to, you know, let Jason talk about his life and introduce himself. You all know me. Again, this is my best friend, Jason. Jason, let's start out with, I guess, the relationship that you had before Michelle. Let's start there in that area of your life. And you've told me all about it, but go ahead and let's tell everybody else.
All right. Well, hey, how's it going, everyone? My name is Jason. Just wanted to give you a little bit of insight on relationships and what my standpoint is on it. I did something that most people would frown upon or, you know, look at it as I was crazy, but I ended up marrying my baby mama's mama, and I was in a relationship with both of them for 6.5 years. Yeah, there was a lot of tension in the house. There was a lot of trying to make everybody happy, which, you know, you're not going to make everybody happy. I don't care who you are. You're always going to make somebody angry. Anyway, so I did that, and it made me a better person to try to actually, I mean, people call me, oh, you're a boss, you're a gangster, you know, you did this, and realistically, dude, it was pure help.
So hold on, wait. You're telling me that the fact that you left your kids' mother and then married her mother was pure hell? I mean, I wouldn't think that. I would think that it would be okay. I mean, that would be what you would want to do, correct?
Well, I mean, it was, but the fact of the matter is that we were living across the hall. So when you have one lady in the bedroom and then the other one standing outside and listening to the noise, oh, and you don't make me do that?
Oh, yeah, that's not right.
Oh, yeah. It could be the doghouse right there. As soon as I walk out there and take a whiz, bro, done.
Well, see, and that's why I don't get polygamy, Jason. I mean, to be honest, how can you please more than one fucking woman at a time? I mean, is it possible, man? I mean, it really is.
Dude, it is really not, honestly. Like,
it's not impossible, so you can please more than one woman at one time.
Well, you can, as long as you're not related.
Oh, well, I mean, see, you already messed up. Yeah,
I
mean,
right. I was already shot in the foot when it was when the family tree didn't branch, it was me.
Right, you know? I got you, yeah. Okay, so let's go through... some of the troubles you had, I guess, versus what you found now. Let's go through the problems you had because you did what you did and you weren't really chasing love, I guess.
Right, it was more lust than anything else. And I did have a drug problem back then, but I've got past that now. What I learned from it actually was have more patience and make up your mind to what's the most important. A woman in your life, if you think that she's a keeper and you'll take her to your mother's house, she's a flower. They need care, love, sunshine, and they will be the permanent centerpiece of your life.
I absolutely agree with that, yes. Yes, treat a woman like she's a flower. Water it, tend to it, take care of it every day, and definitely your life will benefit from it. I absolutely agree with that. And that's what I have with the woman that's in my life now, Miss Constance. And everybody sees her. If you look at my podcast on Spotify, you're going to see her picture because she's right there with me. And I am thankful that she is because she does things that no other woman would even dare do for me because I am a lot to deal with. So, I mean, I understand that. You know, you water a flower and you take care of it every day that it matures and it produces things for you. And that's how, I mean, I don't want to objectify women, though. I mean, but you got to treat them like people, you know? I mean, it's...
They're not objects.
I don't treat Constance any differently than I would treat any one of my friends. I mean, and that's how I try to live my life. I don't get mad at her. I don't yell at her because I wouldn't do that with my friends, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I treat her like a person, like she's just a regular person to me. I love her to death and I would do anything for her. And she knows this, okay? I would do absolutely anything for her. But at the end of the day, she is a person. She is very special to me, but I try to treat her like I would anybody else. I mean, because she knows she's special to me. She could ask me for anything and I would do it. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's get that back to point because I'm getting off topic.
It's okay. It means that you are actually in love with your Miss Constance. So I'm very happy to hear that. I've known you for a really long time.
Yeah.
And I totally understand your struggles.
I mean, you've been there. I mean, you've been there through the ups and downs of my relationships and stuff like that.
I feel that you're on top of the world.
I really am. Right here in the Bear Cave, the penthouse in Somerville. I mean, I don't care if anybody else says that's what it is. That's what I'm calling it. This is my penthouse. I'm high above the town of Somerville in my little penthouse, baby.
You are. You're on third floor, baby, all day.
Yes, all day. That's right.
But yeah,
so back to you.
Now I'm in a relationship with Michelle, which I've been married for 5 years now.
Awesome.
And she, that young lady actually saved my life when I was 27.
Yeah.
It was 3 months into our relationship. We went to her family's farm in Greenwood, and the Monday before Thanksgiving, I woke up and I couldn't breathe, and then I woke up the Friday after, and I had open heart surgery. I have a mechanical valve in my heart. Sounds like I walk and talk like a clock, you know what I'm saying? But if it wasn't for her and the reason I treated her that way, she could have left me. I mean, we were 3 months into our relationship, but she didn't. She slept on a bench for 4 days because they wouldn't allow her in the room.
See, that's love, man. That's right. Love, yeah.
And so I owe the young lady my life. So I figure if you take care of them and spoil them, then they will never walk astray.
Gotcha.
And that's one of the things that I took from that situation that I was in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, if a woman saves your life, just to be there, whether she slept in the room, on a bench outside the room, out in the street, in her car, whatever, just to be there. I mean, that shows a love for somebody she'd only known for 3 months. That's real love. I mean, that's why I tell everybody, look up to Jason sometimes, you know, because there's some aspects of your life that I actually do look up at. I mean, I look up and I'm like, I want to be like that. I want to have that. It's not that I'm envious of you. I just want to model my life after some of the things that you do, and your relationship is one of those. I mean, that's the truth, okay? I mean, because what you have with her is genuine. It's not that I want to do the same things that you do. I want that genuineness.
With Miss Constance. And you wanted to pepper you and Miss Constance and make it your own.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, the way you talk to people.
Well, you know, we both talk to people very well. I mean, we are well-spoken individuals, and we try to help people out, and that's why I like talking to you. That's why I like hanging out with you. That's why I invite you to my house. That's why you're in the barricade, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed with this barricade, dude. Like, I'm super jealous.
No, I appreciate it, man. But you got your own thing going on, and that's great too. I mean, you have a great thing going on. I mean, I was envious of that for a long time. I mean, and that's not something I should do. I shouldn't envy anybody. But yes, I mean, you had your life together for a while now, and people, you know, I don't know if anybody else that knows you realize this. I mean, I'm sure somebody does, but the people that are close to you in your life, they need to realize that, because you really do have your shit together for you, you know, at the age that you are. It doesn't matter what level you're at. If you're living and surviving without having to depend on anybody else, you're doing something, and that's great. And I've always looked up to you for that. I mean, you're like 5-6 years younger than me. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I like you, Jason. That's why you're on here, and that's why I want to hear you. We're getting off topic again. See, I need to drive the conversation back to relationship. All right, so.
But here's what we'll do to our listeners. We do talk about different points, but realistically, you have to think about us and the way we talk it. Like, our minds are running a million miles an hour.
Yeah, all the time.
All we do is just sit right here, and then we're just like, oh, what about this? What about that? What if I did this? How can I do that? How can you improve yourself? So, with that being said, if we're getting off topic and our minds are running, but yet we're successful, there's a key there, huh?
Right. I mean, it just means that we can multitask and we can do what we need to do.
Exactly.
That's right. So, self-props.
All right, well, here's what we'll do.
All right, let's go back to relationships. So explain some of the things that you did wrong. Like, you know, let's just say for argument's sake, you and your old lady are arguing, you know, and she wants to leave. And what are some of the things that you could have done differently to drive the conversation, you know, to where it would have had a better outcome for you? I mean, because that's where we really are. Everybody who loves everybody wants to stay together. Now, sometimes it's impossible. Sometimes you just aggravate the other person. What do you think are some of the things that you did back in the day, you know, just said, you know, the hell with this, and we're going to drive it this way?
Dude, I used to fly off the handle all the time.
Right.
Like.
So no patience.
Making mountains out of molehills, dude. Like, something could be so petty to you, but it means the world to her, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? It's just what your niches are.
Right.
And communication is the key.
It is. It definitely is.
And if you're not being able to communicate, or you find yourself distancing yourselves, something's wrong there. You know what I'm saying? Talk a little bit more, you know? Take her out to dinner, just you and her, you know? Whatever you need, you know? Yeah. Just take a fucking break for a second from your life and be like, yo, sweetheart, I love ya.
Well, you know, taking a break right now from your life is gonna be impossible. The coronavirus is out there. I don't like talking about that shit. It's just depressing. The coronavirus, everybody telling you have to stay home. I mean, but you can still do dates. I mean, two people out there at the park somewhere, or I mean, hell, go and get your food and sit somewhere that looks nice in the evening when the sun's going down, stuff like that. It really does make a difference, because you can't sit anywhere to eat right now.
Sit at a closed restaurant that's got a patio outside.
Right.
You're not going to say nothing. You're sitting outside at a bench.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I did see some tables turned up. You know, they're not allowing you to sit outside. They don't want you to congregate. I don't know what all is going on. I mean, it's just, it's one big mess. They are de-socializing people. Our personal, professional jobs, you and I do the same job for money. I mean, it just dictates that we have to have a social society. I mean, it's people have to come out to get, you know, the services that we offer, the oil change business. You're at James Island Speedy, I'm at Mount Pleasant Speedy. We've been doing this a long time. We know it takes people. What's going on now is just anti-socialist. I mean, it's not a good thing. It really isn't. I don't think that social distancing, I mean, this is not the time and place for this conversation. But I do not believe that social distancing is the answer. I mean, yeah, people are going to get sick. I know people are going to die. It's sad. But why shut down? I mean, and that's the thing. I've written two different blogs. I don't like the idea of shutting down the whole country, because if you shut down the whole country for 2 weeks, nobody's moving. They're all in their house. You're going to not have any money flowing at all. However, I wouldn't mind 2 weeks of just sitting at home with, you know, the people that are in my house and things going the way that they go. I wouldn't mind that. The economy might suffer for a little bit, but I mean, we're Americans, we're resilient. We're going to bounce right back. That's the greatest thing. We are resilient. Mm-hmm. People are resilient. Americans, Italians, all of them, you know, every race, resilient. We go through so many trials of personal loss, mass loss, everything. I mean, we go through ups and downs. People are resilient. We always find a way to try to win. But I mean, this coronavirus thing is just, it kills the whole world when you say shut them down, but then only half the population shutting down. You're not really accomplishing anything at all. And see, we're way off topic. Back, I'm sorry.
Relationships.
You and I are going to have to talk about this again, okay? The coronavirus and all of this.
We're going to hang out tomorrow anyway, so it's all right.
Yeah, we'll hang out. Yeah. Any day you want to. I mean, you know where I am. I know where you are. I mean, I can, you know, this, the platform that I'm using, I want to thank Anchor yet again. I'm going to always talk good about Anchor. The platform that I'm using is very, very simple to do this. I should have done this years ago. Hopefully this podcast will take off and it'll spin off in some other stuff. I want to talk about everything right now, back to relationships. So the bad things are not communicating, and communication is the key. That's one thing that you have to have with every relationship. And people think whenever you talk about relationships, you're talking about a woman and a man, or a man and a man, an intimate relationship, you know, a woman and a woman, whatever have you. But you really form relationships with everybody that you talk to. You and I have a relationship. My boss and I have a relationship. Your boss and I have a relationship. You know, your boss and you. Everybody you talk to is a relationship. There are things that you have to do, and you have to talk to people. You have to communicate, and you have to communicate clearly. Everybody has to be on the same level. So, I mean, that's where we are. So now you're doing your appropriate things, obviously. I mean, you've got a 5-year relationship.
Right. Well, yeah, and then... Also, it's more, you also have to be appreciative of the other person. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you're mad, you can't walk up to somebody that you haven't talked to that day and automatically be pissed off and just yell at them because you're mad about, you know, Dave over here pissed you off or whatever.
Right.
So, it's all about the tone, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you control. Like, all women have snakes in their head.
Well, all people.
Well,
let's say people.
Okay.
Because I'm a man, and I'm gonna be honest, I have different levels of thought every hour, every minute, every second. So yeah, all people have snakes in their hair.
And it's up to you, really, who you bring out. Like, if you walk up and you're automatically mean to somebody, you're gonna get a viper.
Right.
If you're automatically in smiles and everything, lollipops and candy canes, guess what? You got a little garden snake you get to play with. You know, and it won't try to eat you.
Yes.
And it's just all depending on really, it's the tone and how you approach things and communication.
Right, yeah. So you treat people how you value them. And the way that you value them is that you're nice to them and you do things for them. And stuff like this, you treat them with love. So if you value a person, it's not hard to be nice to them and do the things that they like to do, you know, they like for you to do. I get that. A lot of people don't get that. I mean, it's easy to say, I forgive you. And I touched on this earlier with Lance. It's easy to say, I forgive you. But a lot of people, and I want your thoughts on this. I feel that if I say, I forgive you for something, I'm never going to bring it up again. I forget about it. It never happened. Forgiveness is just erasing that. And it's hard for us as people to do that. But I mean, what's your take on that? I mean, what do you believe about forgiveness and how far that reaches? Do you forget everything that they did for you, you know, to you, you know, against you, whatever have you, you know, whatever hurt they caused? What do you feel about that?
I don't think that you should erase it, because I think that would be kind of controlling, you know what I'm saying? Regardless whether you're doing that to yourself or, you know, somebody's making you do that. But what it is if you forgive, you should always keep it, because you will learn from that mistake. And then once you go from there, you don't bring it up and you don't throw it in their face, especially if you've already said that you don't, because that is what realistically messes people up, because they say one thing and then do another.
Right, and that's the whole key to forgiveness. If you wrong me, Jason, today, and 2 weeks from now, I say, Jason, I forgive you. It's all water under the bridge. Don't worry about it anymore. It would be wrong for me then to say, you know what? When we got into an argument, I say, what you did, but blah, 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 that was wrong.
Right.
I've already forgiven you for that. There's no point in me bringing that back up.
Not at all, whatsoever.
Right. And as people, we forget that. I mean, we really do. And we're not perfect.
If people would just think with their hearts at that moment in time, because you're trying to forgive from the inside, think with your heart, not your head, you'd be golden.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people get mad and they just spout stuff off. I'm guilty of that. I do that all the time. And yeah, you definitely, I mean, you've said some things that have hurt my feelings, and that's hard to do. but I mean,
don't tell everybody I'm an asshole.
I mean, you like to come off. That's the thing. I'm going to tell everybody right now. I'm going to let the whole fucking world know, whoever listens to this. You like to come off as an asshole, but you're really a nice guy. I've known you for a little while now, and I know for a fact that there are people within your liking that if they called you would do something for them. I'm not saying you would do that for everybody, but that's the way you're supposed to be. You're supposed to do things for the people that you care for, and everybody else can just find their own raft. I mean, that's the way life is. I like to go off and try to help people, and I get myself in the situations that I shouldn't. But I mean, that's just who I am.
No, we all. I think we've been there a couple times together, I think.
Yeah, you know, I get you in the suit, but you don't want to be involved in it. It happens. I like to be a nice guy. You know, I don't know what to tell you. As far as relationships, I'm going to be honest, man. I know your relationships, not all. You go ahead and say your little famous catchphrase about lollipops. Go ahead.
Lollipops and candy canes.
Right. Your relationships, not all lollipops and candy canes. But I mean, for the most part, man, I mean, you have a great relationship. I mean, you really do. You get the job done.
I'm very thankful.
Right. You know, you guys get along. I mean, it's from the outside looking in, I mean, it's a great thing. And I'm sure that on the inside, it's still a great thing. I mean, yes, every relationship has flaws. Constance and I fight sometimes for no reason. Because for as much as I am, as much as I run my mouth, and as much as I think I know, I sometimes get to be a very insecure, pure person. I mean, I'm 6'2", but sometimes I feel like I'm like 3'5". I mean, sometimes I wake up feeling that. I mean, and she deals with it. She really does. I mean, I don't think that anybody has ever in my life dealt with the magnitude of bullshit that she has for me. And I'm thankful every day for it. I mean,
ain't it cool?
It really is awesome at the end of the day, whenever all of this stuff is going on in the world, I can look at her and say, listen, I'm worried. And she says, you know what, baby, we're going to make it through. I mean, to have that is a great thing. You know what I'm saying?
And she didn't even hesitate. That's the key. That's another thing.
Right.
Right there, you make a great team. Oh, yeah. It's over, bro.
You know what? I used to hear this all the time when I worked as a cook at a restaurant here in Somerville. They always said teamwork makes the dream work. And I got tired of hearing that shit. But I realized as I get older, you're never going to do anything by yourself. So teamwork does make the dream work.
Oh, you can, but you'll have no life. You'll be working.
I really don't think you could accomplish anything. I mean, yeah, you'll do certain things, but you'll never accomplish anything worthwhile in your life by yourself. You always need somebody to help.
Right, well, you're socialist because it'll be out the fucking window anyway.
Right, I mean, you'll be always, I can't trust this person, I can't trust that person. I mean, it'll always happen. If you're always just, I need to do this by myself, I need to do this by myself. So. Right. Relationship-wise, I think we've covered a lot of points. I hope everybody is going to, you know, contact us. Let me, you know, get your views. I would like to do more of these. I'm going to try to do a podcast every day. Jason's going to be on here most of the time with me. We click. I think you'll agree. Hit us up. Don't forget, Anchor is our sponsor right in the middle of our show. They're the reason why we're able to do this podcast so easily and effortlessly. They really are great if you want to do your own. Go ahead and hit them up, anchor.fm. It broadcasts immediately to Spotify when you publish. It's the greatest thing. It's simple. You do not have to spend a lot of money on it. I hope you enjoy listening. We're going to tackle issues that I think everybody cares about. Relationships are one of them. Just everyday, you know, life things, you know, how you're going to pay your bills, what are things that you can do to make more money, how you can use your talents to do certain things. Don't forget, if you want to come on the podcast and promote your own self, if you're a musician, artist, I don't care, hit me up, thebubbabarton.com. My email is thebubbabarton@thebubbabarton.com. I cannot speak right now. I think I'm getting tired. anyway, thebubbabarton@thebubbabarton.com. You can also hit me up on Facebook. The page on Facebook is The Bubba Barton. Hit up the website, thebubbabarton.com. I'm going to try to do some things to where I can introduce local artist in my area, which is Charleston, South Carolina. Hopefully, you know, people will get on board and you guys will listen. I talk a lot. I love the sound of my own voice. I am an egomaniac. I'm going to have great guests just like Jason. Just, you know, remember, if you want to meet Jason, go to James Island Speedy. That's the Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service on James Island. They do a lot more than just oil changes. I know I used to work with this guy. He's going to treat your car like it's your, like it's his own. I promise you, he's going to take care of you. On the other side, if you want to come and meet me with my big red and gray beard, I'm over there in Mount Pleasant, Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service in Mount Pleasant. We both have great programs. We have great team members where we work. Definitely the two best places in town to get oil changes. It's just not going to change. Every time you hear me, I'm going to say the same thing. So go ahead and tune in. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. You're going to hear a lot more from Jason and I. This segment's actually run for like 24 minutes, which is great because I didn't even realize that. So have a good night. We'll post another episode, and this is the Bubba Barton Show. Just check in with us. Don't forget Jason Kellett. That's my best friend, and he's going to be on here a lot. All right. Have a good night, guys.